Blog Talk Radio.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need you
more. Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me.
Praise the Lord. God bless you on today. We were listening to I Need Your Glory by Ernest Pugh. How many need the Lord's glory in their lives today? I don't know about you, but each and every day I need God's glory, because without his glory evident in my life, I wouldn't know which way to turn. So I thank God for his glory being manifested in the earth. I thank God for his glory being manifested in the lives of his people. And I thank God for his glory being manifested in my life. You may say, well, how is God's glory being manifested in your life? Every day that I awake and I'm clothed in my right mind, that's a manifestation of his glory. Every day that I wake up and I still have the activities of all my limbs, that's God's manifested glory evident in my life. Every day that I wake up, hallelujah, and I'm able to lift up my voice and give God some praise, that's his manifested glory. Every day that I'm able to thank God for his blood covering my family, no one has been hurt, no one has been injured, nobody has been in a tragic accident. That's God's manifested glory. You know, people of God, we take so many things for granted. We just think we wake ourselves up in the morning. We just think that our children is going to be all right. We just think that our grandchildren and our spouses, they're all right. Hallelujah. But it's only because of God's manifested glory. It's only because of his love. It's only because of his blood that was shed for us. Oh, I bless him today. Don't take God for granted. Don't take even the smallest, minute thing that you may think is insignificant. It may have great merit in God's eyes. Amen, amen. We welcome you once again to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We thank you for tuning in. We know that you can be doing some of any and everything at this hour, but we thank God that you take time out and join us on this broadcast. We're so appreciative for your support. We're appreciative for you calling in, for you coming into the chat room and enjoying this sweet fellowship with us. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. Ah, hallelujah. We better rejoice and be glad therein. You know, as I begin to look at today is December the 18th in the year of 2012. We only have 13 more days left in the year 2012. People of God, saints, family, and friends, this is a year that we'll never see again. This is a day that we'll never experience today again. So we have to make the most of every breath that God gives us. We have to make the most of our days. We have to make the most of what God, the gifts and the talents that God has given us. Amen. You know, some of the year is closing out and the new year is coming in, and we're going to make some resolutions. Hallelujah. We're going to make some New Year's resolutions, and we haven't even kept the resolutions that we made for this year. Hallelujah. We haven't even kept them. But I'm here to tell you that God is not asleep. He's nowhere laying around just twiddling his thumbs. He is a busy God because he has the whole world in his hands. So that means he has to be attentive to my situation. He has to be attentive to Sister Millie's situation. He has to be attentive to Evangelist Priscilla's, situation. God has to be attentive. He has to be alert. Remember, he is the watchman. He is the shepherd that takes care of his sheep. Ah, hallelujah. We have a good shepherd. We don't have a mean and nasty and ugly and sometimes shepherd. We have a shepherd that cares for us. We have a shepherd that loves us. We have a shepherd that has given his son to die for us. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful opportunity it is to know that shepherd. Hallelujah. You know, this week's Stephanie focus is, our week's focus this week is wise men still seek him. And that's what we're talking about this week. Wise men still seek him. We know we're in the holiday season where people, but before I get into all of that, let me just ask Evangelist Lucilla. And God bless you, Sister Millie. I see you on today. I pray you had a beautiful weekend. Didn't see you on yesterday, but glad to see you with us on this afternoon. I'm going to ask Evangelist Lucilla to open up with the word of prayer for us on today, and we're going to get right on into what God is speaking to us today, and we're going to have some discussion about this topic. Praise the Lord, woman of God. How are you? Evangelist Lucilla? Okay, she may have a phone on mute. Is this Evangelist Lucilla? Erica at 209, last four of your numbers, 9628. Amen. Well, anyway, I'll open up with the word of prayer. Hallelujah. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you once again, Lord God, thanking you for another glorious opportunity to be in your presence. Thanking you, Lord God, for another opportunity to lift up our voices and give you praise. Thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. Lord God, we're asking you to bless us on this broadcast today. Those that are on the airwaves right now, Evangelist Lucilla, I see her number, and also Sister Millie, and those that may tune in a little bit later. Lord God, we asking you to touch each and every one of them. Remember their households in a special way. Remember their children and their grandchildren. Lord God, remember their husbands and their wives, Lord God. Oh, God, and we asking you, Lord God, to remember the bereaved families in Connecticut, all of the young children that were murdered in that tragic act incident in Connecticut. Lord God, we're asking you to comfort every heart. Wrap your arms around them, Lord God. Comfort the mother. Comfort the fathers. Comfort the siblings. Comfort even the classmates, Lord God, and those that are not back in school in that particular area, Lord God. We're asking you to continue to look down on them. God, continue to keep your president, Lord God, and it's in the first family, Lord God. Keep your blood covering them in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, as our children go to school each and every day, we're asking you, Lord God, to go with them, Lord God. Heal and protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. And Lord God, as we continue on this broadcast today, God, we're asking you to be with us, Lord God. We bind the adversary on this afternoon. We bind all of his work in the name of Jesus. We're taking full authority over the airwaves, God. We're taking full authority over everything that you have given us jurisdiction over, God. Oh, God, we're thankful, hallelujah, that we're able to get on this call, and we're able to give you some praise. We're able to give you some glory on today, God. Continue to look down on Sister Millie and our children and our family, Lord God, and even our husband, Lord God. Continue to draw them, Lord God, for you said if you be lifted up from the earth, that you would draw all men unto you. Remember, hallelujah, Pastor Aston Adams in the circle of love on this afternoon, Lord God. Remember Dr. Burford and Lady Burford, Lord God. Remember Prophetess Harrison, Dr. Singleton, and all those that are carrying this gospel, God. And even in, at the end of the week, as Apostle Clark come on the line and speak for us on Friday. Continue to touch him in South Carolina. Bless his ministry, Global Ministries Outreach, and bless his wife and his children. children, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing. We're asking you to lift up the hung down heads on this morning, Lord God. We also asking you to go into the prisons, Lord God. Hallelujah. And comfort those that are in prison. Comfort those that are in nursing homes and hospitals and shelters all over the land, Lord God. And even as my mother get ready to take her descent out of New Orleans, coming to California to visit my sister, I'm asking you, Lord God, to get on the plane with her, Lord God. Put an angel on every wing, Lord God, and bring her here safely, Lord God. And while she's here, let her have a beautiful visitation with my sister Danielle, God. And I'm asking you to remember Danielle, God. Excuse me, encourage her heart, Lord God, and lift up her spirits, and let her know, Lord God, that you haven't forgotten her. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for all your many blessings, Lord. We're thanking you for what you've already done. We're thanking you for what you're doing right now, and we're thanking you, Lord God, and expecting some great and mighty more acts to follow. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. And as we begin to just think about this particular subject on this week, wise men still seek him. We're talking about the birth of Jesus, and we're celebrating the birthday of Jesus Christ, but we're going out buying gifts for other folks. You know, how many people go out and buy gifts for somebody else on their birthday? That's just not normal. You know, when you're celebrating somebody's birthday, and we like to say happy belated birthday again to Evangelist Priscilla. Her birthday was on Sunday, so woman of God, we give you our blessings and our greetings on today. So happy belated birthday to you. You know, it would be sad for us to go out and buy gifts, and then we give the birthday gifts to someone else. We don't give it to the recipient. We don't give it to the celebrant. So, you know, that's just not normal, but that's what we do. You know, Christmas is very commercialized, and that's what we're doing. We're going out buying gifts for people. Some of us buy gifts for folks we don't even like, you know. That just don't make any sense. But, you know, as we begin to think about this particular subject, a wise man still seek him. And as we begin to look at the scripture, we went over to Isaiah. And before we go to Isaiah 9 and 6, we want to look at Isaiah 7 and 14, where this was already prophesied. And we want to give you some prophecies today that was also fulfilled. They were prophesied about Jesus' birth. And the first prophecy was that the Messiah would be the seed of a woman. That was the first prophecy. And you can find that in Genesis, and we're not going to all of these different scriptures, but if you have a pen and a paper, you can write this down for your own information and for you to be edified and knowledgeable about what God has prophesied concerning Jesus' birth. So the first prophecy was the Messiah would be the seed of a woman, and that was found in the Old Testament in Genesis 3:15. And as you look into Galatians in the New Testament, see, the Old Testament was where the prophecy occurred. It was predicted in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament, it was fulfilled. The prophecy was fulfilled. Amen. Let me see. It looks like Evangelist Priscilla got some things going on. I'm going to have to mute her. Amen. And this mute button is not.
I'm sorry.
Amen.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. We have a little problem with the switchboard opening up the line, so if you could just mute your phone for a minute, that would be fine. So in the New Testament, that prophecy was fulfilled in Galatians 4:4. The next prophecy was that the Messiah would be a descendant of Abraham. And how many know that Jesus came out of the lineage of Abraham? So that was in Genesis 12, verse 3. And the New Testament fulfillment of that was in Matthew 1 and 1. Amen. Also, now you know this is, okay, that sounds right. I ain't giving him no glory today. So as we proceed further, the next prophecy was that the Messiah would be a descendant of Isaac. And that was in Genesis 17, verse 19. And the New Testament fulfillment was in Luke, the third chapter, verse 34. The next prophecy would be that the Messiah would also be a descendant of Jacob. Okay, we all know that Abraham was the father of Isaac and Isaac was the father of Jacob and so on. That was in Numbers chapter 24, verse 17. And the fulfillment was in Matthew 1 and 2, and also in Matthew chapter 2, verse 2. And we're going to read a little bit in Matthew because we're talking about the wise men still seeking God, still seeking him. The wise men. So you have to be wise in order to seek God. Hallelujah. The foolish people don't seek God. Amen. So the next prophecy said that the Messiah would be from the tribe of Judah. We all know that our Messiah came from the tribe of Judah, and that was in Genesis 49 and 10. And the fulfillment was in Luke, the third chapter, verse 33. Then we're going to read a little bit later that the Messiah would be an heir. He would be an heir to the throne of David. Remember, Jesus, the Lord told David that he would raise up a seed, and that his family would always reign. There would always be a seed from the lineage of David, because remember, Jesus said that David was a man after his own God. Jesus was a man after God's own heart. So that prophecy was in Isaiah 9 and 7, and it was fulfilled over in Luke chapter 1, verses 32 and 33. Then another prophecy said that the Messiah would be anointed and eternal. Well, the Old Testament scripture for that to be prophesied was in Psalm 45, verse 6 and 7. It was in Psalm 102, verse 25 through 27. And the fulfillment of that prophecy was in Hebrews, the first chapter, verses 8 through 12. Then we knew that Micah prophesied that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. So, you know, we sing the song, "O Little Town of Bethlehem." That's where it was prophesied that Jesus would be born. And that's in Micah 5. And verse 2, and the fulfillment of that was over in Luke chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. Then another prophecy came forth and said that the Messiah would be born of a virgin. How many know that Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary? Hallelujah. Mary was a young woman, but she was also a virgin. And that was in Isaiah 7 and 14. Amen. And we're going to read that one. And it was fulfilled. The fulfillment of that prophecy was in the New Testament and Luke, again, chapter 1, verses 26 through 31. Then another prophecy came forth and said that the Messiah's birth would trigger a slaughter of children. And we've seen that prophesied in Jeremiah 31 and 15. And later on in the New Testament, in the second chapter of Matthew, verse 16 through 18, the fulfillment of that prophecy came to pass. Also, the last prophecy was that the Messiah would also come from Egypt. Hallelujah. How many know that Joseph took Mary and he fled to Egypt? Okay, and that was prophesied in Hosea, the 11th chapter, verse 1. And the fulfillment of that was in Matthew 2, verse 14 and 15. So let's turn to, we're going to read a few scriptures on today. Let's turn to chapter 7 and verse 14, where this prophecy was stated about the Messiah being born of a virgin. And we're going to just skip down. We're not going to read these entire chapters, but you can read that for your own information. Amen. So verse 14 said, therefore, the Lord, now this was in Isaiah, when God began to talk to the prophet Isaiah and began to tell him about the child that would be born and how his name was going to be called Jesus and how he was going to be the Savior of the world. Amen. Amen. So it says, verse 14 said, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. God was giving the prophet a sign. And he said, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. And what does that name mean? That name Emmanuel means God with us. God was with the people of Israel. He was with the people that God had already declared to be his own. We hadn't been drafted into this thing yet. Amen? So as we go a little bit further, we're going to look at, turn over to chapter 9, and we're going to read verse 6 and verse 7, where it says, for unto us, and this was prophesied in Isaiah about the birth of our Messiah, about the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Now, some of our scholars, Bible scholars, say that's one word, Wonderful Counselor. But as I look in the Bible, I see it separated by a counsel, by a comma, excuse me. Now, if a comma is there, that means that's a separation. So if the Lord intended for it to be one word, then somebody erred and put a comma there. So if it meant that Jesus was going to be called, the child was going to be called a Wonderful Counselor, then somebody put a comma after Wonderful. So I'm going to read it like the Bible says. I'm going to read it the way it was written, and it was written with a comma. So that means that Jesus was going to be, this child born of a virgin was going to be called Wonderful. Ah, and after that, he's going to be called a Counselor. And then it says he's going to be called the Mighty God. Mm-hmm. Then the Everlasting Father. Hallelujah. Then the Prince of Peace. And it says, verse 7, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Ah, hallelujah. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. So anything God has spoken to us people, he will perform it. That's why we're talking about wise men still seeking the Lord and Savior, wise men. You know, we have to be wise in this age. And how do we become wise? We become wise by getting into the Scripture. We become wise by obeying God's commandments. We become wise by fulfilling every commandment that God has given us. Hallelujah. Every commandment that he has given us, he is expecting us to live by. Remember, no one will escape. Now let's turn over to the book of Matthew. God bless the Lord for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I don't know about you all, but I bless the Lord for a Savior that cares, a Savior that's never too busy, a Savior that's always attentive to every cry, every prayer that I, even the petitions that I put before Him. Let's turn to Matthew, and let's go a little bit, let's go at Matthew, the first chapter, and we're going to commence reading at verse 18. It says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. So this was not something that the Lord just concocted up. You know how we mix something together, just throw something in the mix? No, this was already prophesied. It was already prophesied that Jesus was going to be born of a virgin. Now, this woman was a virgin. She was a young woman. And they had her age at about 16 or 17 years old. And you know back in those days, if you were found with a child and pregnant, you were considered as a whore. You were considered as a harlot. No man would even look upon you. Matter of fact, they wanted to stone you to death. Hallelujah. But how many know that when God has destined something and he has designed it and put his seal of approval on it, it's nobody can do anything about that. Amen. The Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary. Hallelujah. She became impregnated with that child, that Savior. Hallelujah. Emmanuel, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Son of God was in a womb. Oh, hallelujah. But she was, the scripture says she was espoused to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found with the child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, he didn't want to embarrass his wife. He wouldn't even tell nobody that she was pregnant. Hallelujah. But he was minded to put her away privately. In verse 20 says, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, but that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Sister Millie, hallelujah. You know how we begin to run our mouth when we hear something that's not good about somebody. We begin to spread gossip and lies. Hallelujah. This was a true thing that Mary was pregnant with a child. Hallelujah. But she had never knew a man. How in the world can anybody, hallelujah, in this day and time become pregnant without having intercourse, hallelujah, with somebody? That's the only recorded story of a baby being born, not in the natural sense, as society has it set up, even as Jesus set it up and told Adam and Eve to multiply. He told them to multiply on the earth. Hallelujah. But God didn't do that thing. He took, hallelujah, the seed, hallelujah, the seed of Abraham, and he put it, impregnated it in Mary's womb. Hallelujah. That child would be born the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Hallelujah. But he had a natural birth, and he had a natural mother. Hallelujah. But how many know that God don't have a mother and God don't have a father? Because God is a spirit. And he said, he that worship me should worship me in spirit and in truth. But he sent his son in the likeness of sinful flesh, where he would redeem us back from where the first man Adam sold us out. Oh, I'm telling you, I wish I had First Lady Carol on this line today. She was saying, who wouldn't serve a God like this? Hallelujah. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Amen, amen. So it says, But, wow, I got to read that one again. The angel said, the angel came to Joseph, and it says, but while he thought on these things, Joseph was thinking them like a natural man. Lord, have mercy, this young, beautiful woman. I want to marry her and make her my bride, but she's pregnant. He had to think, well, I don't want to embarrass her, and I don't want these crazy people to stone her to death. But, Lord, you got to talk to me. You got to make me understand what has happened. What is occurring, Sister Millie? I can't understand it. You know, if you go out and become pregnant and you haven't had no intercourse with your husband, your husband will say, I know it ain't my baby because I haven't touched you in months. Hallelujah. But this man knew that Mary was a virgin, and he couldn't understand. Joseph couldn't understand how the beautiful bride that he was just marrying, hallelujah, never knew a man. He never touched her, and now she's pregnant. I can't make sense of this thing. Amen, amen. But while he thought on these things, let's go back. Behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah. You didn't do anything. Mary didn't do anything to bring in embarrassment and shame upon our family, or shame on you. He said, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. It's of the Holy Ghost. And the further the angel said, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet Isaiah, saying, behold, see, it was spoken in Isaiah 7:14, said, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not, listen to this, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Hallelujah. He called his name Jesus. Now let's go on into chapter 2. And we're talking about when the baby Christ Jesus was born. We're talking about a Savior that was born of a woman. We're talking about a Savior that came into the world to save us from our sins. We're talking about a Savior that died, that bled, hallelujah, for a wretch like us, hallelujah. He knew no sin, hallelujah, but he suffered in all points as we did. Let's read a little bit. Chapter 2, we're still in Matthew. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born? Ah, wait a minute, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless the Lord today. Hallelujah. It says, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. These three wise men, they were sent by God, and they followed the instructions that God had given them, because Herod was threatened. He was threatened. He felt threatened. He thought Jesus was coming to take over his kingdom. Hallelujah. But how many know that when God designs something, it's set up for life. Amen. It's set up. Hey, and it's going to go according to God's plan. I see First Lady Carol on this line, and I'm going to go to her in a little bit. Oh, Lord, I need this song. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? My God, my God. So verse 3 said, when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled. Listen, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, look at prophecy being fulfilled. I gave you all some scriptures when we open up in Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor. Jesus was that governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had properly called the wise men, he inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the child. See, he was trying to kill Jesus. He was trying to kill the baby that was just born in Bethlehem. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child, where the baby born was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. We're talking about the wise men still seeking him. And these wise men, they brought gifts unto Jesus. How many gifts are we bringing Jesus as we're celebrating Christmas, the birth of Jesus? Are we giving him anything fruitful? Are we giving him anything meaningful? We don't have a gift under our tree with Jesus' name on it. Hallelujah. But I tell you, the best gift that you can give Jesus, if you go to Romans 12, 1 and 2, he said, Prince, I beseech you, brother, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And then he said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, that's the best gift that you can give Jesus, is a holy life, a sanctified life, a life that has been set apart. He said over in the scripture, come out from among them. That's why he told the children of Israel, come out from among them, be ye separate. We can't run with everybody. We can't do everything that the heathens do. Hallelujah. We have been set aside. We are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. And when they were come into the house, I'm at verse 11, they saw the young child would marry his mother. When the wise men came into the house, they seen the baby with Mary, his mother, and they fell down. See, these wise men, they were angels sent by God. They were there to declare the birth of Jesus. They were there to be an eyewitness that the Savior was born. Hallelujah. And it says they fell down and worshiped him. How many is worshiping infants? Jesus was an infant. He was a baby. How many people are bowing down and worshiping babies today? Hallelujah. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented, listen to this, they presented unto him gifts. What gifts did they present, Sister Benora? They presented gold and frankincense and myrrh. These are rich things, Holly. Gold is rich. Frankincense is expensive. Ointment and myrrh, hallelujah, is expensive. In verse 12, and being warned of in a dream. See, the angels were warned of God. Because, see, Herod had already sent out a decree. He sent out a decree to kill all the male children that was two and under. Hallelujah. He made sure that Jesus wasn't going to escape. How many know but God had already set this thing up? Huh? And when God set something up, you don't have to worry about the devil trying to tear down. When it's been set up and God has put his seal and approval on it, baby, guess what? You can stand on Mount Everest and say, my God shall supply. My God shall make a way. Hallelujah. Even when you're confused and don't know where to know which way to go. He said when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard against them. You don't have to move. Hallelujah. Stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. So the angels appeared to the wise men in a dream and told them, don't go back the way you came. Hallelujah. I'm about to abort Herod. King Herod's plan is about to be aborted. Hallelujah. Because you won't be able to kill this king. This is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This is the Savior of the world. Hallelujah. And he's going to die, but now is not his time. Hallelujah. We have to be nurtured. He has to be weaned. And Mary had to wean the baby Jesus. She had to wean him on her breast until he became of age. And when he became of age, they lost him in the temple. They didn't know where he was, and he was in the temple sitting now listening to the scribes. Hallelujah. And they say, well, son, why have you just disappeared? And your father and your mother didn't know where you are. He said, who is my father? Who is my mother? He said, I must be about my father's business. So Jesus knew while he was born. Jesus knew the very reason why he came into the world. What about us today? Do we know who we are? Do we know why we're here? Do we know we're representatives of Jesus? We represent the kingdom of God. And if we represent the kingdom of God, First Lady Carol, we can't run with the heathens. We can't do what the drunkards do. We can't do what the whoremongers do. We can't run with the pimps and the prostitutes. We can't run with the liars and the cutthroats. We have to be separate. Come out from among them and be ye separate. Verse 12 said, and being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read a little bit further down. In verse 13 said, and when they were deported, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother. Take Jesus and your wife Mary and flee into Egypt and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Verse 14 says, when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and deported into Egypt. Hallelujah. And went there and was there until the death of Herod. Listen, God didn't let nothing happen to Jesus. Nothing happened to the baby boy that was born. And he said until the death of Herod that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. And that's in Hosea 11:1. And Herod, let's read down verse 16. Says, then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men didn't come back and tell him where they saw Jesus, he was exceeding wroth. That's just like the devil. When he can't do what he wants, he ready to destroy it. And went forward and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. But listen to this. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, in Ramah was there a voice scourge, lamentation, and weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they are not. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother, hallelujah, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judah, in the room of his father Herod, Joseph was afraid to go hither. Notwithstanding, being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth. That's why they said Jesus was a Nazareth. Jesus wasn't born in Nazareth. They lived in Nazareth after they came out of Egypt, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. He was called a Nazarene because Joseph and his mother lived in Nazareth after they left Egypt. Amen. I'm here to tell you, people of God, today we have to continue to seek God. We have to be wise. What is being wise? We have to have our eyes open. We have to have a knowledge of what God is requiring of us. Wise men still seeking. Are you seeking God today? Or are you seeking something just for yourself? Are you seeking just to be happy and have a good time and, you know, party and drink and do all this other crazy stuff? Well, it ain't no time to be partying. It ain't no time to be drinking. It's time to wake up. It's time to rise out of our sleep. It's time to be about God's business. It's time to seek God while he may be found. Hallelujah, because he said a day is coming where you won't be able to find me. He said work while it's day. Hallelujah. Wise men still seeking. The wise men went to pay homage to Jesus. How many of us are paying homage to Jesus? How many are going to remember the Lord died for us? How many are going to just celebrate his birth? How many of us are going to bow down at his feet and say, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'm here, Jesus. I'm ready to go. Send me, Lord. Hallelujah. I'll go. Let me have a yes down in my spirit. How many got a yes this holiday season? How many going to push back the place? How many going to reverence the Lord? How many going to say, for the Lord I live and for the Lord I'll die? Oh, God, we living in a perilous time. We living in an evil day. Hallelujah. People don't reverence God. They don't reverence authority. They don't reverence man. They're disobedient to their parents. They're without natural affection. Hallelujah. They're rebellious. We're in a rebellious nation, and we're living in an evil day. Oh, but I'm here to tell you that Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. He's coming back for people that have made themselves ready. Hallelujah. He's coming to take a church out of a church. Hallelujah. He's coming to separate the wheat and the tares. Don't be deceived, First Lady Carol. Don't be deceived, Evangelist Lucilla. Don't be deceived, Sister Millie. Don't be deceived, daughter. Hallelujah. Don't be deceived. Hallelujah. Because the Antichrist is setting up his throne. Hallelujah. They're coming as sheep. And they're going to be in. They're coming as a sheep. Hallelujah. But you got to be able to distinguish who is a sheep and who is a wolf. Hallelujah, because we have some wolves out here. Hallelujah, and they're making mockery of God. They're making mockery of the church. They're making mockery of the word of God. Hallelujah, but my Bible tells me that God's word will never go out and return unto him void. My word tells me that there is going to be a judgment day. My Bible tells me that no man will escape. It also says, how shall we neglect so great a salvation? How can you turn your head the other way? How can you profess to love the Lord? Hallelujah, and you don't know how to treat your wife. How can you profess to love the Lord and you don't know how to treat your children? How can you profess to love the Lord when you're dishonest with me? How can you profess to love the Lord when you're putting a knife in my back? The Bible says you don't love thinking no evil. Love is patient. Love is kind. Hallelujah. But you got to be wise. You got to be like the wise men. You got to continue to see God. And you got to know God's voice. He said, my sheep know my voice. And a stranger they won't follow. Hallelujah. You have to get a relationship with God. Hallelujah. You'll know what God is calling for in these last and evil days. Oh, I bless him today. Our subject is wise men still seeking. First Lady Carol, sing a song. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Oh, I bless the Lord for a Savior today. I bless the Lord for the child, Jesus. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord. Hallelujah. For the Holy Ghost today. I bless the Lord for that comforter. Because guess what? That comforter is what's going to keep you. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost, I encourage you today to get it. Get it for yourself. Don't get it for your neighbors. Don't get it for your children. Get it for yourself. Because the Bible says, save yourself from this untoward generation. Hallelujah. Run into the ark of safety while it's yet time. Hallelujah. Run into the ark of safety while it's yet time. It's time to get saved, people. It's time to quit playing with God. It's time to quit saying one thing out our mouth and then our actions is something else. It's time to do the right thing. Hallelujah. Do the right thing. What is the right thing? Hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Let a man fear God and keep his commandments. Hallelujah, I'm going to First Lady Carol.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I bless the Lord today. I thank him for the wise men that's still seeking him. Because somebody is still wise in the land. Somebody is still seeking our Lord and Savior.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, somebody is adhering to the word of God. Somebody is being obedient, hallelujah, to this word. Oh, I bless you today. Hallelujah, thank you, God. Oh, I bless you, First Lady Carol. Thank you. Wise
God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. I truly enjoyed the message that I heard. And if you don't mind, I would like to sing this song that goes with your message that God blessed me to write in December the 5th, 2011. And it's talking about, can you hear the bells? Can you hear the angels sing? The Bible he called the ministers the angels of a flaming fire. And you are an angel speaking out to those out here, calling the trumpet, blowing the trumpet, telling them that Christ is soon to come. The song says, Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, our heavenly King, can you see the amazing star that brought the wise men from afar? And it's still here today, watching our sins to take us to a better place. But I'm going to sing this song, God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear the bell? Can you hear the angels sing? Emmanuel, Emmanuel, it's our heavenly Father, the King. Can you see the amazing star that brought the wise men from afar? And as they knew that Emmanuel's feet, they were staring in the face of our God. I can scarcely take it in, the joy, the peace, the love that this little baby boy Jesus brings. And he still hears it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Savior, Jesus Christ, our King.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Can you hear the bell? Can you hear the angels sing?
Ah, glory to God.
Emmanuel, it's our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, our King. Can you see the amazing star that brought the wise men from afar? And as they knew that Emmanuel's feet, oh, they will stand in the face of our God. Ooh, I can scarcely take it in, the joy, the love, the peace that this little baby boy Jesus brings. And it's still here today. And he's watching us sin to take us to a better place.
God, that's so beautiful. You could just continue on for a minute, Carol. Oh, that is beautiful. What is the title of that?
Can You Hear the Bells?
Can You Hear the Bells? My God, my God.
Yeah, the Spirit of the Lord told me to text, call in. My sister Priscilla had called me, and I said, well, I plan to get on. And so I said, let me try to get in here quick. And when I heard the message, I said, yes, Lord. I said, yes. And so I ran on in here and got my thing. Can you hear the bells? He was talking about the wise men. Because a lot of people say, well, it's the three wise men. No, everybody that comes to the Lord is wise. Hallelujah.
Yes,
as you said,
yes.
It's still happening today. Glory to God. And I just thank God for this powerful lesson that you had. And I thank God that this song, and he blessed me to write it in December the 5th of 2011. Can
December
you hear the bell?
My God, my God.
Amen. God bless you.
Another selection before. I have Evangelist Priscilla, Sister Dawn, and Sister Millie have dropped off. Can you render one more for us, third grade Carol?
Sing the angel song. Okay, God bless you.
The one that I always background. Yeah, that one.
Who is this?
That's Sister Priscilla.
Oh, bless God. All right. praise the Lord. Okay, let me get this going here. This piano don't want to act right, but the devil is alive because I can sing without
him.
Glory to God. I just thank God for an opportunity to sing God's people.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to.
I want you out. Go ahead.
Glory to God. But my heart is on. One moment with the King changes everything.
Amen.
Sing that one. One moment with the King changes everything. One day. One moment in God's
one moment with the changes, everything. One moment with the King. Oh, it changes everything. Just one day in His court.
Preparation for it to happen. So I wanted to say that while that was yet on my mind just hearing her talking about one moment with the King. It changes everything. Can you hear the bells? Hallelujah. You got to hear Jesus. You got to hear Jesus. So you stay tuned, listeners, and all of those that are on the archives and on the internet listening. We will give you a date, and we will have flyers, and you will be able to come and support this awesome, anointed woman of God. Come and support her. You know, we have to be a support to one another. The Bible says we are helpers one to another. Hallelujah. Ain't no need of you being jealous because she has an angelic voice. Use the gift that God has given you. You have a gift. You have some talents. All you got to do is use what God has already invested, what he's already downloaded in you. Hey, hallelujah. So we bless the Lord for our Lady Carol being with us today and ministering to our hearts with those two beautiful songs. One moment with the King changes everything. And can you hear the bells? Oh, God, hallelujah. We're in concert right now. God is already just giving us some preview. Hallelujah. So I'm Lord Evangelist Bruce Tiller. Hallelujah, has been with us from the start of this broadcast and has some remarks from Evangelist Brucilla. God bless her.
Oh,
her birthday was on
Sunday,
so we're saying happy belated birthday again to Evangelist Brucilla Williams. God bless you, woman of God.
Ooh, praise the Lord. She knows she could have kept going. I'm with you, Evangelist Adrian. Oh, my Lord. I mean, that says it all right there. Yes, we got our preview of the concert preview already.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That was good. And the word coming from you, Evangelist Adrian. Ooh, you broke that. You preached that word. The birth of Jesus. Well, I thank God for another year. I had my birthday, but my birthday, I tell you, I celebrate Jesus. Now, that may not make some sense to somebody else who may be listening, but, I know what I'm doing, and it makes a whole lot of sense to me. I don't go out all out in the world to party and celebrate and to be made known and be self-centered about my birthday. That's stupid and ignorant. I celebrate my birthday in Jesus Christ. Our Lord, amen. I thank God. I celebrate the Lord for another day and time for my health and my life. Not only my physical, but my life in Christ Jesus. That's the first thing I always reverence and give honor and God to give honor to the Lord. Amen. And I just want to say a little bit on that. You know, you was preaching on that on the wise man. That's why they call them wise men. King Herod was made a mockery. And they wasn't going to come back and tell him and hand him over to the kill that little baby Jesus. Now they call him wise. They knew what that no good devil, that old scoundrel, that snake spirit King Herod was up to. You know, when you set out to try to harm God, see the scriptures say it. Touch not my anointing,
that's
and
not
do my
prophet
no harm. That applies. That starts way from the beginning of time, before we was even born. You can't think you're going to mess with God's anointing, mess with his people, and get by with it? No. That's why God called times on King Herod. Oh, he put him on out the way. But that was such a wonderful lesson on today, the birth of Jesus, and you mentioned about the wonderful, you broke that word down up there in Isaiah 9:6. You said there's a comma behind that wonderful. Now, you know, some people, some scholars do say wonderful counselor. Well, you can be a wonderful counselor.
Yes.
But in that scripture that you're reading, it says wonderful, comma. That means wonderful, period. He's wonderful in all things and everything. He's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And then counselor. So, you know, I just love the way you went on with that because that's where he is in my life. He's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
he's counselor.
Yes.
And he's wonderful counselor together. He's one. He's magnificent. And I love him today. And oh, somebody asked me just this morning, are you ready for Christmas? I'm always ready. Christmas is in my heart. Christmas lives in my heart every day, okay? I don't have to wait until December the 25th. That's it. Why would I wait for December the 25th when it's already in my heart? Christmas begins right here. The love of God, the love of Jesus abides. He dwells. That's where I'm at. That's so, sometimes people don't realize how they sound, and they really don't mean no harm. But only, yes, now, yes, I'm ready. I'm ready. Christmas is always ready on time for me. The Bible said the spirit is willing and ready and always charged. The flesh is weak. I tell you, yes, I am ready. And I'm going to keep on living for Christmas. Christmas is Jesus Christ. That's my gift.
Yes.
And it's gift for all, the whole world. God gave him, that's the greatest gift we can ever give. We're supposed to give it back.
Yeah.
We're supposed to turn around and give it back to man. We're supposed to help and love and share this gift with every human, every mankind on this earth. Well, now I'm getting ready to stop now because I know how I can be when I get excited. All right, sister, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it go. Back in your hands, man.
We're going to have Apostle Clark. We want you all to join us on Friday. We will have Apostle Walter Clark will be sharing the Word of God with us on this coming Friday. So tune in early. I'm going to get the man of God right on up. We haven't heard from him in a couple of months, but he is coming on Friday. We've already confirmed his speaking date on Friday afternoon. So please tune in. Also, I'm waiting to get a confirmation from Prophetess Harrison to see if she can join us also maybe on tomorrow or Thursday. So stay tuned. We're talking about wise men still seek him. Amen. So what I'm going to do right now, I just want to remind everyone that we're on Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, at 3 p.m. Central time, and 4 p.m. Eastern time. Also on Saturday, my girlfriend, Minister Billy Burns, out of Apex, North Carolina, she hosts a segment called They Overcame. And this segment is about testimonies of what God has done. I mean some miraculous testimonies where you know it was God that spared your life, where you know if God didn't do it, it wouldn't have gotten done. Amen. And she's on at 5 a.m. Pacific time, that's 7 a.m. Central time, and 8 a.m. Eastern time, and that's on Saturday mornings. She's on every Saturday morning, so join her. I tell you, if you have have a computer and you're able to go into the archives, go and listen to this young author that she had on last week, and she's an author of a book titled Uncovered, and she talked about divorce. Talked about how, you know, she admired and looked up to this spiritual couple, and they divorced, and it just devastated her and her husband, and how God just intervened and saved their marriage. I mean, a powerful testimony in a young woman. Amen. So we're looking for God to do some great things. And join us on Sunday morning at 7 a.m. We come on the broadcast, 30 minutes of prayer. Amen. So we're looking forward to having a wonderful time, and we are steadily telling and encouraging men and women everywhere that Jesus is coming. So we need to start encouraging one another with those words, not with us and what's going on, doctor. Jesus is coming. Those were the words that we used to encourage ourselves with, and the Bible still tells us to encourage ourselves with those words. So we're going to ask First Lady Carol to give us a dismissal prayer. She can close us out with a song if she likes to. And we just bless the Lord for each and every one of you all tuning in on today. And we'll see you on tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Lady Carol.
God bless you, woman of God. Truly, I thank God for all things, especially for having a Savior like we have. And as Sister Priscilla, I enjoyed you, Evangelist Priscilla, and the word that you said, because every day is a celebration for us, for Christ in our lives, because He's so miraculous. He's so marvelous. Father God, there's none like him in all the universe. And I just give him praise. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your throne of grace. Father, not out of your presence, God. We're in your presence always because we sit in heavenly places. And Father God, we thank you for this hour or so of your broadcast, God, delivering your word all around this world, Father God, to a dying nation of people, God, that is seeking to know you and don't know you, God, in the pardon of their sins. And God, we ask that you dispatch your angels and to tear down the strongholds of Satan in the name of Jesus as we speak it forth right now to devour the attack of the enemy, the demonic forces over territorial demons all around this world, and let this ministry go through in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have such a grip on this destiny. Our destiny is to be with you, to have a kingdom work, Father God, to bring the souls to you in the mighty name of Jesus in these last and evil days, Father God. Continue to bless our dear evangelist Bernard, Adrian Bernard, Father God. Continue to set our own high, God. Let us hear your voice and your voice only, Father God. We bind every adversary, every attack, demonic attack that come against her in the name of Jesus, that she will stand, because the gates of hell cannot prevail against the power of God. The church, her vessel, in the mighty name of Jesus, she's covered under your blood, Father God. And we thank you for it right now. Father God, continue to bless all those that are listening in all around the world, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we release blessings in their lives. In the name of Jesus, we bind poverty and lack and bad health right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you gave us the power to create. And Father God, we're speaking creation manifestation right now in every area of everyone's life that is on this line. In the name of Jesus, those that have shields over their eyes, scales where they cannot see the truth, and deaf ears that cannot hear the truth, Father God, we burst those ears open right now. We release the power of the knowledge and enlightening in their minds right now in the name of Jesus. We speak it into existence. Father God, continue to bless in the mighty name of Jesus. Protect your little ones, Father God. Don't have a voice. Father God, all the trafficking of the children, Father God, that are being molested and sex-driven out here all around the world, Father God. Lord, we ask you to dispatch your angels. We send out your angels right now, Father God, to free them and make a way of escape for them, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. God, let us do better than what we did in the close of this year. In the new year coming, Father God, we must want more of you, God, less of us and more of you, to hear your voice and to see your miraculous works that manifest through our lives in the name of Jesus, where we can tell the world what a great God you are, and who wouldn't serve a God like you? Glory to God. Lord, we appreciate you and we love you. We adore you and we'll never put anything above you, because you are our God and you are our daddy alone, and we love you with every ounce of our being. Every breath, every step that we take, we love you, cherish you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you all. We love you, and keep us forever in your prayer. We're going to close on out and thank God for each and every one of you. And we bless the Lord for Evangelist Priscilla, First Lady Dawn, and Sister Millie, and all of those that were in the chat room on today and those that will go back later. God bless you. We're going to close out with Bow Down by Reverend Paul, Bishop Paul S. Martin. God bless you all. Love you much.
Love you all. God bless.
We love you. Love you
all. In the beauty of holiness, I want every hand lifted. If you want to close your eyes, go ahead and close them. But I want you to focus upon Jesus now. For he alone is worthy to be worshipped and worthy to be adored. Can I get an amen on that? Can I get an amen on that? The Bible records in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 11. It says, when the wise men came to the place where baby Jesus was, it says, when they saw him, they fell down and worshiped him. Everybody say, fell down. They bowed down and they worshiped him. And the scripture says, and then their treasures were opened. And they presented unto him gifts. And therein is a glorious revelation of the Spirit. And it is this, that when you and I will humble ourselves and begin to worship the treasure that is in this earthen vessel begins to open up. Somebody say yes. And the gifts of the Spirit of God that are within us begin to flow. I believe if we will worship God with our whole heart, our whole spirit and soul, God's presence and power will begin to move in this place. People can be healed and delivered even while we're worshiping and recording. Does anybody believe that with me? I want you to lift up your hands now and begin to lift up your voices. That's right. Just begin to open your own mouth and begin to worship him. Out of your spirit, just begin to bless his holy name. If he's done anything for you, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. That's right. Begin to worship. Begin to bless his name. Begin to bless his name. Come on and bless his name. Bow down and worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. Bow down and worship him. Enter in, oh, enter in. Worship him. Oh, worship.
gotta forget all about yourself.
God bless you all. Have a beautiful and glorious day. We'll see you on tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. God bless. Love you.